From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I've watched the Predators play every game in this playoff run, and it's been fun. What I didn't understand is why that referee would blow the whistle when he did.
It was basically a bad call, and it was unfortunate because it did cost him a goal. I thought he blew the whistle way too fast.
The goalie's still, like, actively searching for the puck. That should be your first hint that it's not covered up.
Yeah, but they're basically supposed to blow the whistle if they can't see the puck. Lance McCullers on the 10-day DL.
You're in full-on hope and pray mode at this point. There's not one guy in the starting rotation that you planned on being in the starting rotation at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, they've got enough offense to overcome some of this, but you're also starting to see why you're losing two out of three in a series now, throwing out guys who weren't supposed to be starting for you.
It's great for the Astros that they played such great ball early in the season. You got a 12-game cushion. You can fade a week or two of this.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, you are, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Being nice on Monday. I'm being nice. I think I've had enough of being nice. I'm just going back to being me.
Tired of it. It's old.
Well,
Who wants that?
It's encouraging. It's encouraging. You know, somebody made a good point. It's meaner to lie to people than. So you should just tell them they're idiots when they're idiots.
Okay.
8321. So have you guys talked Fargo recently? If so, when? So I can find it on the podcast. We really haven't. I thought last week's show, it's another one that kind of dragged for me. I kind of, at the end of it, I'm sort of like, oh, all right. I mean, I don't know what was going on with the bowling alley. It appeared to be some kind of purgatory.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm just kind of, it's not bad. I'm just not blown away by it.
I'm with you. Anytime it starts to get into, like, supernatural stuff, it's the same. It's sort of like the alien thing last year. It just kind of loses me.
Yeah.
Because it's that show needs to decide if it's going to be a world where crazy stuff is just acceptable, or if it's going to be a normal world.
Are you going to be science fiction, or are you going to be just drama?
Right.
And I think
you can't be a hybrid. It's weird.
It just doesn't work, especially when you're mostly a drama and then you shoehorn in one thing that is either sci-fi or fantasy. It doesn't really make sense. And I have a sneaking suspicion that that's going to be a big part of the finale, and I'm not going to be happy about that. Especially when you do the whole, especially when you do the bit where it's allegedly based on a true story, which it isn't, but you use that. It's the whole suspension of disbelief thing, man. I will accept your universe once you define the rules, but it feels like, and maybe I just can't get over last year when they dropped the damn flying saucer on us.
Yeah.
Where everything was going along where it could actually happen. It's believable to an extent.
And then they ruined it.
And then they drop a flying saucer on us.
Yeah.
And now I guess I'm waiting for the flying saucer, and that might have been it this last week.
Could be.
And now it's like, okay, if that guy is the purgatory monitor,
mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know who he is. Why was he hanging out with the lady cop earlier? Is she already dead?
And why does he have a kitten?
Yeah. Well, a kitten named Ray. Who may grow up to be Keyboard Cat.
No. Well, Keyboard Cat is older than that kitten. Okay. I mean, that cat could learn to play the keyboard, presumably.
Yeah. So I don't think it hasn't been awful. It just hasn't captured me this year. Jason, talk about the Astros looking at 3 against the Rangers, followed by 3 with the Red Sox. What are your expectations with this pitching? I think if you can just go .500 right now with this group out there,
you're fine.
That's a victory. And, yeah, especially just until you get your pitching back in order, .500 baseball. We'll take that.
I mean, at this point, here's a crazy idea. Would you
look at that, John just piping up out of nowhere.
No one said his name. I forgot he was here today.
He just jumped in.
Would you start Chris Devinsky?
No.
You don't think so? I think I'd try him out. Well, what do you have to lose?
I mean, because you can only use either him or Peacock. Otherwise, you have no long reliever in the bullpen.
I think I would use him.
But you see, the difference is now you've already stretched out Peacock to where he can run. Well, last game he didn't, but they think that they've got him to where he can run 6-7 innings if they need him to. I mean, and boy, you have to go through that phase with Devinsky if you do the same. I don't know. I think they need to be proactive and start looking to make trades. Well, and now it seems like they're dealing from a desperation standpoint.
But you know what? Maybe the guy you trade for right now isn't the one you're going to spend all your prospects on closer to the deadline.
Maybe not.
Maybe you just trade for a Mike Fiers type. Just get another arm in there that's got some experience that can give you some innings and give up a lesser.
Are you saying trade for Bart Colon?
Yeah, actually I am. That kind of guy. So 713-780-ESPN.
I feel like the Phillies owe the Astros a favor.
Yeah, probably
I
so.
I don't know what they'd be willing to offer up, but they've got to have somebody that, like, yeah, we'll do you a solid. We sort of owe you one.
And a lot of people saying that he was supposed to be like Sam Elliott in the bowling alley, a Big Lebowski, and that they're trying to pull out all that together. Okay.
I mean, then why even make a show? You've already done that movie.
Yeah, I just find the whole thing. And the first season was fantastic.
It was really
no
good.
Doubt. And the second season, right up until that one thing, was great. This one, to me, has not been it hasn't been consistently good. There have been some good shows and some good moments. I guess I just haven't really embraced any of the characters. Like, there were likable characters. Even Billy Bob the first year as a bad guy was a lovable guy. I loved him.
Yeah, I don't think I like any of the characters
in this. This bad guy is just gross. He's kind of hard to like.
He's also in Wonder Woman.
Is he?
Yeah.
I've tried to like him.
It really grossed me out when he was picking his teeth. Ugh. And he started, like, bleeding.
And plus, there's been a lot of toilet stuff and tampon stuff in it this year that I'm like, why do you need to do that?
You don't like tampon?
Well, remember when
tampon
she
talk?
When she threw the bloody one on the...
Yeah, you don't like that?
No, I didn't like that.
That doesn't arouse you?
No, that does nothing for me. It makes me go, okay, you're just trying to gross me out. Chris asking, are you in on American Gods? I've been watching it. I've mentioned this before. I read the book. I think the show has the potential to be better than the book, but so far that hasn't been the case.
Yeah.
I think season two, because they didn't get very far along in the whole thing here, I think season two will be better because that gets into the part of the book that's good. But the book's the same way, man. The first, I don't know, 125, 150, 175 pages, you're just like, what the hell? And then it gets good. And I kind of think the TV show is the same thing. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. But Orphan Black's in its last year, so that's just starting. And then we'll have Thrones. Something else is coming up that's about to start. Oh, Preacher's starting back up. Are you going to give that one another try?
I don't know. Maybe.
I know the ending of that was so...
It really bummed me out.
Freaking bizarre.
Like, that's another one where, I mean, obviously it was like sort of a sci-fi show.
Yeah.
But then it just got stupid at the end. Like,
well, it went from all kind of bubbling under the surface to, okay, let's just...
There's no rules.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing matters. Here we go. And that's, you know, that's always, and I know that's what the comic book or graphic novels did, but it doesn't make it right.
Hey, what do you think about Dennis Rodman, who's going back to North Korea? Do you have a problem with this?
I'm a firm belief people can do whatever the hell they want, but I'm not crazy about guys going over there.
It seems weird to me. It makes me not trust him. I feel like we should have a travel ban on him. Can we do that?
Unless he's secretly working for the CIA to gain intel, then I'm fine with it. And that'd be a perfect guy to send in that regard, right? It's like, yeah, he's too goofy for anyone to think he's CIA. But then you just bug him. Yeah, I'm on it.
It's funny, if you remember when he went the first time, Donald Trump was talking about how Like he thought it was great that Dennis was going over there. I wonder if he'll do the same thing. Yeah. If this time he'll say, "Oh, it's great that Dennis is going.
Tremendous." And Dennis has big hands.
Yeah. Much bigger hands than me and Kim Jong-un. I wonder if he's going to have to record a video where Kim Jong-un just schools him at basketball.
That'd be pretty funny, actually.
The supreme leader.
And from everything I'm reading, all the booze and all the women that he wants when he goes over there.
Dennis, I mean,
when you're Dennis Rodman,
couldn't you just go to Vegas and get that?
I guess so, but I don't know.
Interesting
development.
Yeah. I wish him all the best.
Not me. I hope he doesn't come back.
Did you see that Aaron Judge home run and how Twitter's head exploded after
that?
Yeah.
Man, that dude's something. I think he's probably, I mean, we're a third of the way through the season. I think he's the MVP.
At this stage, yes.
And I guess you can make an argument for somebody else, but I don't want to hear it. Not in the AL.
Guys, as of today, no.
Yeah,
nah, I'm not gonna. I'll listen to other contenders,
but they're contending for second place right now.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, the weather gets hotter. You want to spend more time outdoors, but maybe you don't have a great looking outdoor space. Maybe a faded patio, grayed out pool deck, and that makes spending time out there less enjoyable. Well, call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to set you up with Carvestone. It's an overlay that gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind a Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. With all this, it's no wonder they're Best Picks Report certified each of the last 4 years. Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom today, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN.
97.5.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Happy Monday. So you want to go sportsy here? You want to go non-sportsy? What do you feel like, Mr. Hoffman?
What? We did, first hour was pretty sportsy. Second hour wasn't very sportsy.
Well, it's kind of hit and miss. There's a little sports in there, but not much. I mean, I've got plenty of stuff.
Do you want to talk about the super hot math teacher?
Why don't we do that? I think that's a good idea, because that is sporty. I love how Barstool goes and ranks them and gives them grades on all kinds of stuff.
I haven't seen that, but can we agree this is the hottest? I mean, by the way, she's a criminal, clearly.
Right.
She's a horrible person and a sex offender, but super hot.
Nicest body I've seen on one of these.
Okay.
The face is nice, but most of them, you see the Facebook pictures and they look cute, and then you see the mugshots and they're kind of not cute. I was going to say something else that would have offended people.
Right.
But no, she's, this one's well put together.
Aaron, how would you say that? Aaron McAuliffe?
McAuliffe.
McAuliffe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Taken into custody and charged with 3 counts of sexual activity with a student and 1 count of indecent liberties with a minor. What is that? What would that entail?
I don't know. I don't know what that could mean. What it boils down to is she banged 3 students.
Yes. Yeah, she's a math teacher. Alleged sexual encounters with 3 students all took place off campus.
Is it better if it happens off campus?
It's not good either way. Two of the victims are 17, and the third is 16.
First of all, let's be careful throwing out that word victim.
Yeah. If I were 17 years old and this was my teacher and she wanted to hook up with me, I would not consider myself a victim.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's hard. I feel like it'd be hard to say now, but it's wrong. And she has to be punished, Fred, like the naughty, naughty girl that she is. She has to be punished.
Wow, even the kind of fuzzy photos of her look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's wow. What a waste. Why would you waste that on 17-year-olds?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like she could probably get laid by, like...
Dude, she could bang Cristiano Ronaldo if she wanted to.
Grown men.
She could go pick whatever famous guy she wanted. She's got that kind of hotness about her, but no, that's good.
I think there's something, like, she feels like she's empowered because she's the teacher and, you know... Like, Jong's really into teacher-student porno. Maybe she is, too.
But you shouldn't be a teacher, then. You might.
Yes, that's a good...
You should be watching secretary boss porno.
Good rule of thumb.
Whatever your job is. Like, we should not be doing radio porno.
No. If you're into that, like, if you're into host-producer porn,
yeah, no.
You shouldn't be in radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I'm just trying to help the people.
Especially if you're the smaller of the two people in that equation. You should run for the hills.
I think you're making Jong uncomfortable.
Well,
she graduated
from... You think that's uncomfortable? Wait.
Oh, did you guys make the tape already?
Yeah, wait till you see it on Pornhub.
Do I have to search radio host porn? What would that be under? Radio host porn or
yes.
Asian gay porn?
It's also under bald on bald.
Okay. Let me write this down. I'm putting this in my notebook, so... She graduated from Methodist University in 2014 with a bachelor's degree in mathematics.
All right.
And that adds up to three young men. So.
Yeah, she did.
Well, I think what she was really believing is 17 plus 17 plus 16 is 50.
That brings me into play.
And she was like...
I think
she's into older dudes. And yeah. She couldn't find an older man who could, you know, had the virility to please her. So she said, well... Maybe if I divide that up into three horny teens, they can satisfy me. She probably should have just gone with two 25-year-olds.
Yeah, that would have worked. Or one 52-year-old would have been fine.
Fred.
Just saying.
This would be a great segue into your boner pill read.
No, but I don't have one today, but that's all right. I was just trying to help spare her from breaking the law and using indecent liberties. Which, according to 409, that means she exposed herself.
All right.
Someone wants to know if you're into grappling porn. Well, you shouldn't be.
No, I'm not. I'm not allowed to be.
Is that a thing? I honestly don't. I don't know.
Never heard of such a thing. I would hope not.
And maybe that's just on a different website than I don't even look at that stuff anymore. Trevor wants to know: is there any way the Celtics trade the number one pick for a game changer type? Paul George or Jimmy Butler. I know that's been.
When is the NBA draft? It's got to be coming up, right?
When's the 22nd, I believe, which is next week.
Well, does NBA season never end?
It probably ends tonight. Are you hoping it ends tonight? Like, do you just want it to be over?
Yeah, I want it to be over. I have zero interest in.
But if they win another game, don't we have to become interested again?
No, not unless it gets to 3-3, then I'll get interested.
Okay. Because I feel like if they win another game, I could be like, well, they could win one at home.
They're just sucking you in.
Game seven.
Yeah, but they're just sucking you in.
But they have to win tonight for me to like start thinking it's real.
They're going to have to win. Well, I guess a game six would probably be like in 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah,
they'd have to win that.
That would be in August.
You get to 3-3, then I'd be game, like, yeah.
Game seven will be it will be the day before Thanksgiving.
713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw this, but remember Gawker got bought out by Univision after the lawsuit?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently things are not going well there.
At Gawker?
Yeah.
Because they gave all their money to the Hulkster.
Yeah, but apparently they're having some problems across all the sites. Which it's funny because I
like what kind of problem are we talking like
management problems? They're looking at potential bankruptcy in a couple places. It's not good. It's not going well for them.
All right. Well,
Soccer Bilal says, "Who talks NBA draft during hot math teacher segment?"
Yeah, we may have messed up there.
Well,
we shouldn't have taken that.
Well, they're related.
Are they?
Yes.
How?
In basketball, you shoot threes.
She did those three shot.
Yes. No, John's cringing in there. That's not good. Is that a? Yeah,
it's a long story.
I was just trying to transition from one back to the other.
Okay.
But I'm curious. Okay, here's Barstool's grades. Looks, she has an A.
Okay.
Then he uses moral compass / bad judgment, which is still, we don't know a lot about yet, B+. Intangibles is an A. And overall, I gave her an A-.
Okay.
Now, he gives a lot of points to, you know, like the chick in the cemetery. You get points for that. The one that banged her student in the cemetery.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
It's weird because they do make it seem like there's a... like there's something honorable about her taking them off school grounds to bang these kids.
I think it's the hot chick syndrome. I mean, it's so easy to want to root for her, right? If you're a judge and this chick walks into your courtroom, it's like, oh, you know what? She did take them off campus. Let's just give her a slap on the wrist and anywhere else she wants.
I would do that. I would want to be her lawyer.
Yeah.
And do that thing like they did, like Casey Anthony's lawyer did. Oh, you don't have any money? Oh, don't worry. We can work something out.
Yeah.
But her lawyer's probably too old for her.
281 says the NBA draft is done by a lottery, which is a probability lesson equal math.
There you go.
Very good. Well done.
The NBA lottery is also usually set up.
Maybe they set her up.
Maybe this chick was set up.
Yeah, maybe she thought they were all 18 and they weren't really students.
Maybe she checked their ID, but they had fake IDs.
Oh, that's awful. I think we want her to go free.
I think so, too. I think she's not guilty.
Yeah,
I'll be completely honest. If those kids have any honor, they should be in the courtroom saying, I lied to her and told her I was 18. Like, if you're going to make a move like that, and then you're going to let your teacher go down in flames after you got that, you're not on my team, bro. I don't even respect you as a man. If you're given that gift, you better go to court, stand in front of the judge, and lie under oath and tell them you told her you were 18. In fact, you should probably do that beforehand anyway. Like, when you're about to bang your teacher, just say, just so you know, I'll never let you go to jail because right now I'm lying to you and telling you I'm 18. And that way, when you stand in court, you don't even have to go, you don't have to break oath. You can just tell the truth and say, I told her I was 18. Anybody who bangs their teacher, any guy who bangs their teacher. Now, like if a teacher bangs like an 11-year-old kid, that'd be bad.
Yeah, well.
But like if you're 16 or 17. I mean,
isn't 17 legal here?
It's legal here. What state was this teacher in?
Oh, that's I don't know.
Oh, North Carolina.
713 says she rounded up. Well played.
It's Common Core.
Well played.
Age of consent in North Carolina. 16! But notable exception, school teacher. An employee of a school cannot have any sexual activity with any student at that school unless they are married. She should have married those kids.
Well, she could. She would have had to move to Utah to marry all of them.
Yeah. By the way, how about let's talk about that law that it's 16 is the age of consent in North Carolina. You may want to make an adjustment to that.
There's probably a transition here too, but
we
that's
can't
on
we
you.
Can't fix everything, Fred. But you know what makes it better?
Beer,
Carbach. That's right. Listen, the summertime months are upon us, and it is hot outside, and you're having to spend time outside at the pool or the beach, or maybe even having to do work like mow your lawn or pressure wash your patio. Well, if you're having to do that, you don't want to have some, you know, beer that's hard to drink and weighs you down for the day. Good news, Carbach has tons of beer that won't do that. They'll make you happy. You'll feel it's light, crisp, refreshing beers that will make your day better. And Staycation, one of them, it's a bright, citrusy sort of beer. It's brewed with a little bit of wheat for a smooth finish. Weekend Warrior, nice hoppy pale ale. Very good stuff. And then Love Street, which is their Kolsch, which is quickly becoming one of their best sellers. Whatever it is, make it a Carbach. And remember, the Love Street Blues every Wednesday. Don't forget to go check them out. There's no cover for listening to the tunes. Normal beer garden pricing for beer. It's all in partnership with the Houston Blues Society. So go listen to some good tunes and drink some good beer. And remember, whether you're out at a grocery store, gas station, a bar, or a restaurant, pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or just tell your bartender, make it a Carbach.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5.
Feel the fire where she walks. Lola Montez, so beautiful. Shady in the timber, dim. Blinding your eyes with a spider.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Did you see this? Okay, I still don't really know what the definition of an Instagram model is. There is just somebody who's hot who gets on Instagram and then gets popular because they're hot. Is that basically it?
Yes.
Basically it.
That's what Instagram is for women.
Okay. So for men, it's just looking at these hot women, right?
I don't follow like a bunch of hot chicks. I just post pictures of food and alcohol on my Instagram. I'm not very good at Instagram, though.
I'm not either. I follow a bunch of like comedy stuff. I'll follow like Simpsons clips, or I'll follow like highlights or Barry stuff Lambert. Like that.
I just follow my friends.
I do that too.
Yeah, I don't have Instagram because I don't really know what I do with it. I don't want to post pictures of myself.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting, but. So this Instagram model, Jenna Frooms, who was dating Antonio Brown.
Was
dating Antonio Brown.
A little crazy.
And apparently, well, duh. Yeah, hot chicks who get turned down for other hot chicks really tend to get pissed off.
Yeah.
And basically, Antonio Brown's other girlfriend was pregnant. They split up. He started dating this Jenna Frooms and then went back to his pregnant ex-girlfriend. And I'd say Frooms is a little bitter because usually when you see a whole bunch of tweets from somebody.
It's going down.
Yeah. Usually alcohol is involved or drugs. When you see like if somebody tweets at you like 6, 7, 8 times, they're probably drunk. Well, I think she had a little bit too much to drink and decided to get on Twitter. When you get used for a publicity stunt by someone you genuinely liked just to piss their ex off, that's life, I suppose. Then comes back with, everything you read on the internet is true, quoting Abraham Lincoln. Numb. I just want happiness. You can't control people. You can only control your reactions to them. And, you know, maybe you should stop right there.
But she didn't.
No, hurt but stronger, so this too shall pass, wishing everyone in my past and future nothing but happiness. And then, basically, she tweeted out his phone number.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
Don't press in!
I mean...
Antonio Brown's phone number, shoot him a text and say, return my belongings. Yeah, that's...
Because I don't give a
That's not good. She's very attractive, but
I mean, you wouldn't expect Antonio Brown to have an ugly girl.
No, not even his second girl would still be up there. Now she's very attractive, but she's obviously got issues. Who does that? Who tweets out a guy's phone number?
Jenna Frooms.
Yeah. If you're doing that, you're crazy. You really are. Just.
I mean, she's a chick who's famous for being hot, apparently.
Yeah, well. Why is it that most of the hot ones are...
There's a ratio of how hot you can be before you get crazy.
Mm. Or just plain dumb.
Yeah.
Well.
But not her problem.
No, but, you know, I think he was in good faith going out with her. He wasn't with his other girlfriend. Just decided to go back.
But she did get her pregnant.
Not her, not the one that tweeted out the phone number.
No, I'm saying maybe while he was with this girl, he got that chick pregnant.
I think it was before he left her when she was already pregnant.
Oh, okay.
And then he went back to her after hanging out with this chick. This chick would have been so crazy, I would have gone back too, I'm pretty sure. I'm just saying. 713-780-ESPN. You've been reading the reports out of Jets camp about how bad Christian Hackenberg's been.
Oh, it's so great.
Apparently, he hit a reporter with a pass the other day.
I wish that would have been me. I would have sued.
Oh, man. But people are just shocked at how awful he is. I don't know why you're shocked. Why'd you use a second-round pick on this guy?
Oh, wow.
Because the quarterback whisperer was his coach in college.
That's right.
You have to go on that.
No, you don't. So this is somebody who was out there. Says, when Hackenberg misses, he really misses. He just threw two interceptions in team drills, but nearly tossed six others. And I'm not talking about a receiver falling down. I'm saying the defender just dropped the ball. Other times, a wideout running back tight end was wide open, and Hackenberg sailed it over his head or bounced it to him. That can't happen. In three media open OTAs, Hackenberg hit reporters with passes twice. So, I would say, I don't think his career is going to work out. Maybe he can date Jenna Frooms.
Maybe he can change positions.
What would he play?
I don't know. Anything other than that. At this point, I think Christian Hackenberg would be a more effective running back than quarterback.
And he's not really that fast, so I think I think you're out of luck. I think this is what he has to be, unless he can learn to punt.
Yeah. Or hold.
No, you're not going to just have a holder on your roster. You're already wasting a spot on a long snapper. Maybe give me a long snapper.
What's the time limit that you have to wait on a second-round pick before you can just give up on him?
1 year.
Like, do you actually have to put him on the field and see what he could do first, or do you just...
No, I think if they're doing that in practice and you realize he can't play...
So you'd let him go now?
Yeah, I'd cut the cord.
Oh, boy.
It's a second-round pick. What the hell? It didn't work out. I wouldn't have drafted him where...
Well, no one would.
In the second round. But... What was that? I just heard something weird in my earphones. Sounded like drum rolls or something.
I didn't get it.
Oh, well... Maybe it's me. Maybe it's a brain tumor about to kick in.
Could be.
All right. Well, at least before I go, I'm going to get some Omaha steaks in, and you should get some in for your dad as well, because Father's Day is this weekend. What are you waiting for? Get the order in now, and they'll get delivered to your father or to your father-in-law or your grandfather, anybody that you want to take care of. Omaha Steaks has, for only $59.99, a limited-time Father's Day package. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, enter Fred in the search bar, and you're good. You're applying the savings. And I'm telling you, it's so convenient. And if your dad loves to grill, or your grandfather, father-in-law, whomever, they love to grill, you can take care of them, and they're going to love this package. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving you a limited-time offer just for Father's Day, just for the Blitzers. You get 68% off Omaha Steaks Father's Day's packages, which include your choice of either a huge 30-ounce T-bone or 4 6-ounce tender filet mignons, 4 all-beef Omaha Steaks ground beef sliders, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 4 potatoes au gratin, a 2-pound premium New York cheesecake, a jar of signature steak seasoning. Plus, you get 4 additional ground beef sliders for free. So that's an 8-ball of ground beef sliders. Again, get this limited-time package for only $59.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, and add a Father's Day package to your card. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, grab your dad, and fire up the grill.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And guess it's time for the Dumbass Report.
It is, Fred. And I did have a slight trouble, as I tend to do when I tried to pull up my second window with all my
why
stories.
Why does the internet get slower and start goofing off around after 6 o'clock?
I think it's like, remember they used to turn off the air conditioner at 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
I think what they do around here is they slow down the internet at 6 o'clock, but I don't know. That could be a made up. That could be fake news. I don't know 100%, but I do know that I always have trouble with things like that.
You're fake news.
Yeah, fake news indeed. Well, and it's not going to pull up, so I don't know what's going on here.
Well,
I had some good stories too.
Well, you keep trying, and I'll just throw some stuff out there while we're waiting. Somebody just tweeted out the average home worth in each state, how much it costs for an average house.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is only $152,000.
That's not surprising.
That's why people are moving here.
Oh, yeah.
California, care to guess, average home price?
Hit me with it.
$449,000.
Okay. I was going to say half a mil.
That feels a little low to me. Hawaii, $567,000.
Oh, boy. Is that the highest?
Yeah, I think that is, yeah.
What's it in, like, Connecticut?
Connecticut is $271,000. Why are you thinking about moving to Bristol?
No, I just always think of that being like a
rich.
Yeah.
A bunch of riches.
You got to be a rich to be there.
D.C. is $551,000. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Colorado, $284,000. That's the same as Washington. I'm hoping to buy a place in Colorado at some point.
I'm so pissed at this internet.
Massachusetts, $352,000. New York, $294,000. That's lower than I would have thought. Jersey's more than New York.
What's the cheapest?
The cheapest? Well, let's see. Mississippi at $113,000. God. That's.
What's the cheapest that you would live in? How about that?
Texas.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Florida's $180,000.
You wouldn't live in Florida?
I might, but I like Texas better.
Well, yeah, it's Texas.
I would say no, because all the ones that are cheap, like Oklahoma, Alabama's $134,000. You know, it costs almost as much in Kansas as it does in Texas. You'd much rather be in Texas, right? New Mexico, more expensive than Texas.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
But they have mountains and stuff, I guess. People like that.
And I'm sure, but I'd rather be here.
Well, only one of my stories will pop up, Fred. Do you want it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I've stalled you enough with the median home value.
Yeah, the rest is like, it's all saying it's loading, but I don't even think it's loading. It's like nothing's happening. But I do have one. A Wisconsin teen that was arrested twice in a span of 3 hours for DWI.
Oh, wow.
18-year-old, he was driving home from a graduation party when his vehicle struck a light pole. This was at 4:20 a.m. Officers processed him for operating with impairment. He was released to another adult who signed a responsibility agreement to not allow the subject to operate a motor vehicle. At about 7 a.m., another officer was working a traffic detail for a triathlon and recognized the 18-year-old from the previous arrest operating another vehicle. The officer stopped him. He was again processed, and taken to Brown County Jail. He's currently being held on felony bail jumping charges.
Oh, boy.
That's twice in less than 3 hours.
That's pretty good. Wasn't there a lady that got three in one day?
And he's underaged.
Well, he's 18. That's not underage.
To drink?
Oh, yeah, okay. Theoretically.
What do you think, it's 1970?
I forget that it's okay to send people off to war at 18 but not let them drink.
That's right.
That's your story?
That's the only one I got.
Okay.
Nothing else is popping up.
That's your dumbass report. Dumbass report should be dumbass listener report.
They're not dumbasses.
No. They're just, it just hasn't been a good day for them.
We love our listeners.
We do, all of them.
Even the dumb ones.
See, I don't think they're dumb, AJ. I think they're just codependent.
No, some of them are dumb, and I love them, though.
409, your show today carried me home and through my entire afternoon workout. Good show, guys. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah. It was a fun show. It was fun for me. Maybe.
It went by fast.
Yeah.
That's how I usually judge if it was a good show or not.
Yeah. If I look up and, oh, hell, it's time for the Dumbass Report, that's been a good show.
That's not bad.
But if you're at 6:15 going,
are we ever getting out of here?
When are we going to talk about next? Yeah, that's a bad one. So I enjoyed today's show. And maybe it's because I've turned over.
It's because of me.
I've turned it over.
No, it's because of me.
It's because I'm nice now.
Fred, it's because of me.
Oh, okay. And me being nice. That's what it is.
Okay.
All right. Great job, John Lee.
Mostly me, though.
Great job, AJ Hoffman. We will be back in studio tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.7.